You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Right now, are we on the air, lady skill?
Yes,
now,
yes,
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust a move.
What's happening, Catskill? You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is Chuck Ansbacher, Broody Duck, signing off.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Michael Gassman of Arlington, Virginia. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope.
And as the story goes, God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go.
Sin, here come my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons, yeah. But I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. Grace and mercy, all his favor, keeps taking me higher, just like skyscrapers. And every time I turn around, I am always reminded.
look at God. There was a movie not too long ago, beloved, Their Eyes Were on God, a book written by Nora Zeal Hurston, right? Look at God. I'm telling you, hallelujah. Keep looking for him. He's there. He shows up in all the things. He shows up in all the things. Amen. Good morning, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you're right here with me on WGXC, WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online. Yes, anytime you want to hear, there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. You can even come in to the archive section of the WGXC website and listen to previous broadcasts. How about that? We always come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So that's what we're here to do, and we do it for you. Yes, that's true. We do it for you. We pick the songs that I think will minister to you like they minister to me, will feed your heart, your mind, and your soul. Hallelujah. And so that's how we roll. I want to share that we're in the month of May. You know that. But I want to share the blessings that closed out April. How about that? I want to thank God. Last Monday, beloved, I was blessed to be able to open prayer at the New York State Capitol for the New York State Senate in the Senate chambers. What an honor and a blessing and a privilege. Many thanks to the staff of Senator Michelle Hinchey, particularly her chief of staff, Morgan Weinberg, just treated us so wonderfully well. Thank you for making us feel so special and taking us around the Capitol and helping to make that experience so beautiful. God was in the midst of it all the way, beloved. I have to say, look at God. I wish I had time to talk about it, but he met us all the way. And I want to thank Brother Randall Martin, my brother in God, brother from another mother. Amen. The same father of art in heaven, Reverend Pastor Iris Waddell and Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, who journeyed with me, and so that I wouldn't be alone. Amen. Hallelujah. And most especially to Senator Michelle Hinchey, who bestowed such an opportunity and an honor. Truly, God was in the midst and blessed us to minister to the senators of New York State. Amen. I just praise God. Look at God. Look at God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, that was Miss Corinne Hawthorne with that message and music. And we have six more back-to-back 31 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So listen, they're going to roll in a second. I just want to give you the lineup. We have Double by William Nelson. Yes, God's going to give you double, double, amen, and triple for your trouble. Hallelujah. Gloria by Bishop S.Y. Younger featuring Ramp Sao Paulo and One Service Project. Agreed by J.J. Hairston. God Will Make a Way, the one and only Bishop Shirley Caesar. Jesus Is My Help, Hezekiah Walker, and Days of Elisha by Charles Jenkins. After that, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. But right now, we're going to double down. We're going to double up. We're going to do double. Amen. Double, double, double. Brother William Nelson. Will he do it? Yes, he will.
I know you think you left your best days behind. I know it took a lot for you to stay alive. Yeah. But God saw you and he held you down. God kept you. Things about to turn around. Let me prophesy.
You haven't seen
your best days yet.
It's gonna blow your mind when you see what God has to do.
Watch it. God's gonna give you double, triple for your trauma. All the other trauma that you had to ignore.
Triple for your trauma, all the other trauma that you had to do. Double, 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 double.
Y'all got it?
denying your flesh. You fought your cravings. You didn't cave in to that thing you hated, so you could stay in the will of the Lord. Let me prophesy.
You haven't seen your best days yet.
Look at somebody and tell them it's gonna blow your mind.
It's gonna blow your mind when you see what God has to do.
What? God's gonna give you double, triple for your trauma, all the other trauma. What you say? God's gonna give you double, triple for your trauma, all the other trauma that you had to do.
Double.
One more time.
Give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Be glorified to the glory.
I was lost in the world of my chaos, and I was drowning in guilt and in shame, searching through darkness. I was so lost. Then you came. You made something beautiful out of this. You made something beautiful out of me. Made something beautiful out of this place, Jesus.
Come on, let's sing it together.
Lord,
you made something beautiful out of this.
Oh, 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 oh.
You made something beautiful out of me.
Lord,
you made something
out of this
place, Jesus.
Let's sing this together. My plans at your feet, say.
My plans at your feet, I surrender. And my life now is all in your hand. My desires have now become one.
Just one thing.
Just one thing.
Yeah. You gave
anybody grateful for what Jesus did for you? Can you lift your hands and begin to worship the Lord in this room? If you're really grateful for his sacrifice, if you know there's no one else that could have did it for you, come on and give him praise. I heard an old story about a Savior that came from glory. How he gave his life at Calvary. He did it all just for me. They nailed him in his hands. They nailed him in his feet. They nailed him to a cross to die. And all the while he was thinking of me. 'Cause in those nails was every mistake I made. The thorns were forged from my life. The lashes you took, they were meant for me. But you told God you would take them instead. You agreed to do it. You agreed to die. You agreed to give your life to save mine. Oh, what a sacrifice you made for me. Knowing all that you would have to go through, you agree. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I heard. About a Savior that came.
About a Savior that came from glory.
How he gave his life.
How he gave his life at Calvary.
He did it all.
He did it all.
Just for me.
Just for me.
They nailed him in.
They nailed him in his hands.
They nailed him in. They nailed him to
a cross.
And
all the while,
he was thinking
of me.
'Cause in those nails,
was every mistake I made.
Thorns
from my life.
The lashes you took, they were meant for me.
But you told God you would take them instead.
You agreed to do it.
You agreed to do it.
You agreed.
You agreed to die.
You agreed.
You agreed to
give your life. To save mine.
To save mine.
Oh, what a sacrifice.
Oh, what a sacrifice.
You made for me.
You made for me. You agreed to give your life
to save mine.
To save mine.
Oh, what a sacrifice!
God will make a way. I know that he will. I've seen it and he will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that he will. I've seen it and I know he will. If you just let him make a way.
Yes, he will. I know he will. He'll step right in and make a way. Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, New York, Albany County, Rensselaer County, Columbia County, Greene County, Ulster County, and online all over. Yes, and this is the bright side. We're listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears, and we open up the heart, the mind, and the soul to the music with the message. Amen. The message that will feed you and lead you and help you and guide you. The music that will bless you and lift you. The music with the message from on high. We are so grateful to God for all of the wonderful artists who make these musical moments for us, and we continue to share with you some of them and what they do. That was the inimitable, indomitable, never to be duplicated or replicated, Bishop Shirley Caesar with God Will Make a Way. Coming up next is Jesus Is My Help, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, and Days of Elisha, Brother Charles Jenkins. And after that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You stay right here. Don't go nowhere.
I don't care what you do. Tell them there's no God like my God. I dare you to brag on him for a moment. Has he done anything for anybody in the house? Has he made a way for anybody in the house tonight? Come on, fellowship. I need you like this. Come on. Days of Elijah, preparing the word of the Lord, oh yeah, and these are the days of his servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Somebody help me say it. These are the days of your harvest. Anybody receive that? The fields are awash in the world, yeah, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Everybody say, come on, come on.
Riding on the cloud.
Let me hear you say,
shining like the sun.
And the trumpets call.
And the trumpets call.
You better lift your voice.
Year of Jubilee.
Out of Zion's Hill.
Out of Zion's Hill.
Salvation. Whoa. These are the days of Elijah. Preparing the word of the Lord, oh yes, and these are the days of his servant Moses, righteousness being. I want to hear you sing the next part. Come on, let me hear you say it. You got it. Come on, say it. The fields are all white in the world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring. Because I'm talking about my Savior. Has he made a way for anybody in the house? I want you to sing it with everything you got. There's no God like
you. No like,
come on, say. Forever.
Come on, say it. I don't care what you do.
Yes, beloved, Jesus is my help, my help, my help. Hallelujah, Jesus is my help. Help, Lord, help. Is that your cry? Is that your plea? Or can you say with me, Jesus is my help. Hey, all my help comes from the Lord. Yes, beloved. And that's no slight to all the wonderful people that the Lord have brought into your path or my path, our paths, right? That's no slight to them, because guess what? If they weren't awakened that day by the power of the Spirit of God breathing life into their mortal bodies, they wouldn't have been there to help us. If God did not put them in position to be of help, they could not help us. They did not have health and strength and soundness of mind. They could not help us. Amen. So grateful to God for the people, the many people during our lifetimes who have helped us to get to where we are today. But giving thanks also, and very most importantly, to the source. Amen. To the source. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, beloved. I want to share from the thought joy today. Joy. The joy of the Lord, scripture says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. For me, that has been interpreted to say when we bring joy to the Lord, we receive strength. Amen. When we bless the Lord, God blesses us. Sometimes we get caught up seeking blessings from God and, you know, bless me, bless me, bless me, right? And but hallelujah, one of the things that God, it's a reciprocal relationship. God blesses us, we bless others. God blesses us, we bless others. He pours into us, we pour out. And if we pour out and allow him to pour in, then we don't run dry. How about that? So he is the source, and the source of joy as well. The joy of the Lord is the strength. Beloved, this is inspired, actually. My thoughts this morning are inspired by something I read. You know, a very full week, pouring out in ministry here and there. And so I was last night seeking God. I went to bed, said, Lord, you're going to give me something in the morning, because, you know, I'm just fried right now, not hearing really. And then I read my devotional early this morning. I read several of them, actually. I just have this routine. And but one of them, and they all bless me. That's why I read three every day, because they bless me. All right. And then it in turn helps me to bless others. Right. But this particular one of the three, I want to share with you for these couple of minutes, because it talks about lasting joy and something that I've never seen or heard of before that was done in Norway to bring joy to some people. So in the Daily Bread, it's written by a sister named Kirsten Holmberg, and she looks at Psalm 16, verse 11, which reads, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence." She talks about a residence in a village in Norway in 2014 who erected a traffic sign that encouraged people crossing the street to do so in a silly manner. The intention was to bring a few moments of humor for the quote-unquote silly walkers and onlookers alike to brighten each other's day. These brief glimpses of silliness were a momentary encouragement to downcast spirits. Isn't that a special? Hallelujah. That's special. She goes on to write, "The Bible acknowledges that we'll have seasons of difficulty and hardship, causing us to feel demoralized and sad. The word of God in one of our foundational scriptures in Overcoming Ministries is John 16, verse 33. In this world, you will have tribulation. You will have trouble. You will have hardship. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." She also shares that in the book of Lamentations and many Psalms, their voice is given to this kind of pain. Yet the scriptures also point us to what can bring us lasting joy in all circumstances, the presence of God. King David penned the words of Psalm 16 with an eye to an eternal future with God. Those of us alive today, after the death and the resurrection of Jesus, know God's presence even now through the Holy Spirit. Though they may only last a short time, humor and levity can lift our spirits in times of difficulty, yes. However, to experience the lasting joy that sustains us throughout the most painful seasons of our lives, we must take refuge in God, who counsels and instructs us in verse 7. He'll never abandon us or leave us. Instead, he'll make known to us the paths of life and fill us with joy. Amen. And fill us with joy. And there's a prayer offered, beloved. Holy Spirit, thank you for being with me through both good and bad days. You're the source of my joy. Do I have a witness out there, or I have someone that is listening and maybe you're longing for this joy. You're thirsty for this joy. You're dry. You need some joy in your life. Beloved, the word of God and the witnesses of God, we share that the joy that can comes from being aware of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. You know, times get hard and we're in hard times. Oh, no doubt about it. And you can get caught up in lamenting what was or lamenting what is, and it can sap your strength and steal your joy. But praise be to God, when we pause for a moment and give ourselves a check and say, wait a minute, God sees, God knows, and God cares. And if it's not good yet, God's not done yet. Come on here, somebody. And why is it so hard? Why does it have to be so hard? Amen. Well, we have tribulation because we have an adversary, and he goes around looking whom to devour. But our response is not me, not mine, not ours. Amen. You can't devour over here, so keep it moving. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And then, praise be to God, it's the joy of the Lord that gives us strength. Hallelujah. So how can you bring joy, amen, to the home today? How can you bring joy? You know, sometimes we hear people give their testimonies of childhood experiences where they didn't have a lot of money. Sometimes they didn't have food. Sometimes, you know, they had several members sleeping in one room or in one bed even, but they had joy in the home. They had a parent, amen. They had somebody giving care, giving love, and it would bring joy. Pray, they'd sing if they couldn't turn on a radio or turn on a stereo, right? They'd sing, hallelujah, and usher in joy into the house. Praise the Lord. They think about what they did have. They had one another. Come on here, somebody. I tell you, God shows up all over the place. He shows up in all kinds of ways. And if we just look for him and we seek him, we will find him. God's presence gives us joy. So, beloved, when there's more month than money, and that is the way for a lot of us. I was reading, beloved, praise the Lord, no shade on nobody, but I was reading a complaint about somebody who went to a concert, a pop concert. They paid $700 for the tickets, $100 and some odd for the service fee. They paid for an Uber, and they said, don't even ask how much that cost, right? And I was like, who's got $700 to spend on concert tickets and $100 and some odd for a service fee? You know, come on. But there are people, but there are many more who have more month than money. And am I right about it? And then you say, and you want me to have joy? I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know how I'm going to put food on the table. I don't know how I'm going to get to work. I don't know how I'm going to do this, right? But beloved, amen, if we just can dial back that conversation, and like David and like Peter and like Paul in the scriptures, you know, who knew that the grace of God and spoke of this grace, spoke of this presence that surpasses understanding. Come on here, somebody, a peace that surpasses understanding that is available to us. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll discover, amen, that, and you will uncover the richness of the presence of God. Praise be to God. Amen. If you feel far away from God, he's only as far as a call away. Call out to him. God, I need thee. Every hour I need you. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to you. Lasting joy. Lasting joy. It doesn't come through the bottle. It doesn't come through the bedroom. It doesn't come through the club. Hallelujah. It doesn't come through the bank account. It comes from the presence of God in your life, in your circumstance, in every season that you see. Hallelujah. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. I'm talking about joy that lasts. I'm talking about lasting joy. Amen. When nothing happening, you can still have joy. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no other way. There is no other way that I can tell, that I can talk about. This is the way I know, and this is what I'm showing in my life. How about you, beloved? You with me? Amen. There is no other way. Brother Ricky Dillard and his ministry of music. There is no other way. Love it. Amen, beloved. There is no way I can live without him. Don't want to try. Hallelujah. Don't have to try. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. It's almost time for me to leave you. But listen, God's presence is with us. He'll never leave us, never forsake us, never forget about us. Always willing and ready to forgive us. How about that? How about that? I want to share... The National Day of Prayer was on Thursday, and I just want to say thank you to the faithful few who came to do what we do and pray. It was just a beautiful day, and the prayers went up with such power and such unity and such harmony and such love. Just want to thank God for the pastors who came out, Pastor Ed Cross, Pastor Karen Squires, Pastor John Juan Carlos, amen. Pastor Julissa, amen. For members from various churches, Overcomers, First Presbyterian, Chatham Reformed Church was present, amen. Endless of Temple, Community of Believers, just a beautiful time in the Lord with the people of God, and joining in prayer together. So thank you, God, for that opportunity to pray. Wherever you were, we hope and know that you were praying also for our nation, our community, our county, our governors and our mayors and our presidents and, you know, all those governing bodies. All so much to pray for these days. Amen. Let us keep praying. Praise the Lord. Want to remind you. Also want to say shout out to the Fair Housing Board, the Columbia County Fair Housing Board that had our poster contest on this past week. And congratulations to the third and fourth grade winners who placed and who won. A beautiful afternoon, evening event. Thank you, parents and caregivers, for coming and bringing the children with you and Brother Bill Fisher for a wonderful job each year, as well as the entire board. Want to remind you that Mother's Day is coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. So for the mothers and the grandmothers and the godmothers and the spiritual mothers and the like a mother, you know, let's shower the mothers with love. How about that? Listen. You have a comment that you want to share about our work in the ministry of ministry on the air, you can call 518-622-2598, and your comments may just be played on the air. Happy birthday to you, May babies. Happy anniversary to all you May lovers. And, yeah, if you want to find out more about Overcoming Ministries and connect, our 25th anniversary this year, and we're going to be celebrating real soon. We'll be bringing you news about that. If you want to submit a prayer request or connect, check out our website at www.omichurch.com. Praying for you if you're sick and shut in, if you're lost, you're lonely, you're confused, you're depressed, you're stressed, you're grieving, you're bereaved. We are praying for you. Remember, beloved, no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, remember there is a bright side somewhere. The sun is still here. The sun is still shining. The light of Christ continues to shine, even in dark times. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. You hang on in there. Amen. Amen. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, Lord have mercy, I could dance, dance, dance all night. Amen, beloved. I'm going to leave you with that thought. Praise the Lord. Till we meet or speak again, stay well, stay strong in the Lord.